Doing good, doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Before we talk about what was another great week for your team, just wanted to give you the opportunity, like we've done with all the coaches today, of talking about some of the players from your team who you feel are deserving of all-conference recognition.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Joe Chile, point guard, I think he's, you know, he's a very talented kid. I think he deserves it, you know, being honored. I think Grant really should deserve some honors, and Jarrell Brantley, and, you know, Cameron Johnson defensively, Nick Harris defensively, Marquise Pointer defensively, six man, you know. But, you know, there's a lot of different guys. I mean, there's a lot of different guys that I think deserve some honors, and hopefully they'll people will appreciate them for who they are and what they've been able to bring to the league.
You guys last week go on the road and pick up a couple of really good wins in overtime up at James Madison, and then win at UNCW, extend that winning streak to 10. Just give me a view on what your team did well in the games last week.
Well, I mean, we were fortunate, obviously. You know, I thought against James Madison, you know, they played really well and made big shots. We were up in the first half, but second half they made big shots, got us down, and we were able to find a way to win the overtime. So we were very fortunate to find a way to win that game, and then, you know, go down to Wilmington. You know, very hostile environment, a lot of fans and a lot of energy in the building senior night. And we had to play well to win that one. Certainly Kaycock and Tally and some of them other guys they had, Taylor and different players they had, you know, were very it was a challenge, you know, to find a way to win that game. So I thought we played well in two road games. Just fortunate to be able to find a way to win.
We're here with Charleston head coach Earl Grant. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, John.
Your next question comes from the line of Andrew Doughty. Your line is now open.
Hey, Coach, thanks for taking the time this morning to talk. You know, coaches throughout the league have talked about the league's depth and parity, you know, all season. You know, a few weeks ago, Bill Cohen told me that there are so many players, you know, every single night that can take over a game. There are a lot of good coaches, et cetera. And you guys have found a bit of a groove the last couple of months, you know, that 10-game winning streak. You know, but eight of those wins have come by, I think, 8 points or less, and you're still just up by one game in the conference. And I'm curious if you'd mind sharing kind of what you tell your guys each night during the streak and what your mentality is moving forward, knowing that any team can win on any given night.
We really don't talk a lot about the streak. We don't talk a lot about the opponent. We just talk about trying to get better every day, you know, and let the results take care of themselves. And, you know, obviously we got a game plan and get ready for the game, you know, prepare for it, but we don't talk a lot about that stuff. We just talk about, hey, we got to get better every day and control what we can control. And knowing that, hey, look, you know, teams are so good, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. And, you know, we just try to focus on preparing the best we can and then let the chips fall where they may. And that's kind of how we've approached it.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Earl, Grant Riller, Player of the Week for the second week in a row, averaged 30 in the two games last week, shooting at almost 71% from the floor. But this last five-game stretch he's on, averaging over 27 a game, and just to talk about the role that he's on, and then just the final play at JMU where you're able to put the ball in his hands in the play that he made.
I mean, well, he's been playing well. You know, I think his teammates doing a good job of finding him when he's open, and then certainly he's at the end of a shot clock capable of making a play for himself or for his teammates. He made a huge shot in the JMU game, but you know, if you look at his percentage, he's being very unselfish, and he's shooting a higher percentage, so a lot of that has to do that, you know, for driving and kicking to him, and he's getting assistance. People are driving and kicking him and finding him, and a lot of his shots come from assists, and a lot of his shots come from transition, and then he's a good individual playmaker, you know. So again, he's playing well. I'm just pleased that he's been able to do it without forcing shots and without taking a lot of shots.
good as Grant's numbers were, Jarrell Brantley's were nearly as good. 21.5 points, 8.5 rebounds in the two games last week, and he's been on quite the roll as well. How did those two guys talk about Jarrell's play and how those two guys sort of complement each other?
Well, one of them's an inside guy, one of them's an outside guy. Obviously, Jarrell's starting to be he can do both, play inside and out, but. You know, they complement each other because one's a post and one's a perimeter player. Both of them very unselfish. And, you know, I think that's the key. You know, the unselfishness and looking for your teammates. You know, guys open in the post, throw it to them. If a guy's open for a shot, pass it to them. You know, so I think that's been a big part of, you know, them both having success. But I think the way they complement each other is, again, one play inside, one play out. So there's balance there.
You guys finished with a home game Thursday against Elon before you head to William & Mary on Saturday. Chance to win the regular season title for the first time since joining the CAA. Just how much of a focus has that been?
You know, this last week came quick. I mean, you know, it's kind of weird that we ended last week, and it snuck up on us. Again, we hadn't talked a lot about it. We hadn't talked about standings, really hadn't looked at other teams and see what they've been doing. We're just kind of just trying to stay true to the process and work hard every day. It hadn't been a discussion for us. Certainly coming into the last week of the season. And we're just hoping that if we continue to prepare well and practice well, then maybe we can have an opportunity for success. But we really hadn't talked a lot about it still. And like I said, just the last week kind of snuck up on us because, you know, you're just preparing and getting from one week to the next and got two games back-to-back and Thursday, Saturday, and we hadn't really discussed it a whole lot.
Elon coming to TD Arena on Thursday, you've seen them once. What are some of the difficulties and challenges of preparing for them?
I mean, well, they got good players. Coach Matheny's done a great job. You know, they got a good system. They, you know, the guys like playing with each other. Got a good culture. You know, they're a good team, so... I mean, we got to do a good job of being guarding the three. Certainly, they can go inside as well. But I think, you know, guarding the three is going to be a big deal. And making sure we do a good job of staying alert on defense because of their movement. And then we got to find a way to get some balance on offense because it's going to be a challenge. I mean, they're a good team. And I know one of their really good players have been out for a while and, you know, he may be back, you know, so it's going to be a challenge. We got to play well in order to have a chance to have some success.
All right, Earl, thanks as always for taking time with us today, and look forward to talking again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Al.
Okay, thank you.